Welcome back. 3:36, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And on this Thursday afternoon, I'm joined once again by Jennifer Harper from Inside the Beltway. Hello, Ms. Harper.
Well, happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, thank you. You know, Andy, I just realized I don't have my red tie on. I should have worn a red tie today.
Well, we'll forgive you this time.
Yeah. I mean, does it have any kind of red? Well, it's kind of like a burgundy sort of in it. Yeah,
your heart's in the right place.
And you're dressed totally in red. That red gown and a red sweater.
Yes,
and
my tiara.
You dyed your hair red for
just
the show today.
Giant red satin shoes.
Fantastic. It's too bad it's not television.
Yeah, I'm not charging extra for that either.
Mm-hmm. All right. State of the Union. Most expensive address in town.
Yes, indeed. There had to be someone who sat down and line by line figured out how much it was going to cost for all of President Obama's 40 proposals.
Yeah, this is akin to the folks that sit down at Christmas time and do the 12 days of Christmas, you know?
It almost is. This is the National Taxpayer Union Foundation. They sat there and went through every line and determined that the 40 proposals weighed in at $83.4 billion of quantifiable agenda items.
Mm-hmm.
They also predict that this could balloon up to $100.4 billion, depending on how the president deals with the sequester on March the 1. And, you know, interestingly to note, the most expensive item, Andy, it's not our troops overseas.
Okay.
It's not education. It's combating climate change.
Oh, no.
Yes.
How much?
$327 million. No. Yeah, that's right.
$327 million.
Yeah. This is according to the watchdog.
That's a dollar for every person in the country.
Yeah, something like that. And that kind of leads us, that's sort of a wonderful little segue into our next topic.
Yeah.
Which is...
President Obama's overheating on climate warming.
Yes, he did. I mean, he did dwell on this to the delight of all the climate alarmists out there, and probably Al Gore as well, who's out there plugging away on his book. But he did dwell on global warming and violent weather events and all that kind of stuff during the address, and which drew about 30 million viewers, by the way. That's according to Nielsen, if folks are still wondering.
Yeah, and that was like...
it was down.
Yeah.
Down like 16%. But the climate skeptics came out in droves after some of the stuff that Mr. Obama said. According to Mark Morano, he's the very well-known publisher of Climate Depot. That's a news site that focuses on all the follies of global warming. And he said, yeah, the president was offering up the usual incorrect global warming platitudes. And he said he wanted to remind the president that global temperatures, according to the latest research, have not increased in 16 years. And over at the Heartland Institute, James L. Johnston, he is senior fellow for economic policy at this institute. He says the one part of the president's speech that concerns me most is he would pursue global warming action by executive actions. There is no role laid out for Congress or for the courts.
Well, yeah, I don't know if you watched, but I certainly did, and I saw Boehner's reaction to that.
Yeah.
Boehner actually rolled his eyes like, what is he talking about? Executive action when it comes to climate control?
Yep.
You know, furthermore, what can you really do about it? You know, what do? You call the big guy upstairs and say, hey, let's knock these storms back a notch, all right?
Yeah. It's anyway that Mr. Johnston's final remarks are afraid, be very afraid.
Yeah, really. All right, radio for Ron Paul.
Yes, indeed. This is not Rand Paul, folks. This is Ron Paul, who just left office after his long career, and all his diehard fans are just very excited about this. Their straight-talking hero is going to make his national radio debut in mid-March. He's going to be on Ron Paul's America. This is not a full-blown show yet, but it's working on that. It's a twice-daily syndicated commentary.
Okay.
Thus, a weekly podcast.
Sort of like a Paul Harvey type. You know,
kind of like
Paul
that,
Harvey.
And he could probably pull that off.
Yeah, I think so, too.
And this is from Courtside Entertainment, which also handles Laura Ingraham and Bill O'Reilly.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very happy because he already has a significant and loyal following. I mean,
sure.
He definitely does.
Yeah.
And remember that Dr. Paul, and he is a doctor, is 77 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He said, radio and podcasting are a much more powerful means of communication than speaking on the floor of Congress.
Yeah, no, that's. I think he's right.
Yeah.
I think he'll do well at it. I really do.
I think it's a great idea.
All right, GOP Valentines.
This is if you forgot, if you have friends that you want to contact.
Mm-hmm.
Every year, the Republican National Committee allows you to send electronic Valentines. They're absolutely hilarious and funny. They use 20 Democratic heroes with very, very snappy mottos with them. You know, Senator Harry Reid with a motto that says, I haven't had a budget since Valentine's Day, like 1920,
right.
Something like that. If you're interested in sending them, it only takes a minute. They're free. It's GOPValentine.com.
Okay. Dick Cheney gets a movie?
Yes, he does. And it's a pretty snappy movie. They just put out the new trailer on this, and this is a movie called The World According to Dick Cheney. It is actually a Showtime documentary. I should clarify that. This is just one line from the movie, and this is really quite candid Dick Cheney. Very personal kind of a thing. If you're not prepared to have critics and be the subject of criticism, you're in the wrong line of work. He says that this is about his own profession. If you want to be loved, go be a movie star.
Yeah.
If I had to do it over again, I'd do it in a minute.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah.
All right, and Donald Trump is king of an upcoming Republican prom.
Yes. The Republican Party, Andy, is never going to fire Donald Trump. He is, this is a Trumpalicious moment. He is going to be the keynote speaker at the Lincoln Day Dinner. This is at the Oakland County Republican Party. That is the biggest and the oldest of these traditional dinners. And the billionaire, he's very gracious about all this. And this is a dinner that has been held for 124 years. He says it's the oldest, largest, and one of the most influential Lincoln Day's dinner in the country. I could not have been more pleased. And they're thrilled. And last year it was Mitt Romney and Governor Rick Snyder were the keynote dudes here.
Yeah, Trump made some headlines today.
Yes,
he and Mark Levin evidently had a little powwow last night, and
mm-hmm.
those two are best buddies now, and
uh-huh.
they were both beating on Karl Rove.
I know they were.
So,
I heard all about it in about 300 emails.
Yeah,
so,
no kidding. It was actually pretty good. So.
Well, the great thing about Donald Trump is he will forever engage the public, even when they're really bored after the State of the Union
speech. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Good for him. All right, that's enough for today.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Please come back. Do it again, all
yes,
right?
Yes, sir.
See you later, and don't forget your red sweater.
I will.
Wait, is that, you ate all of that Whitman sampler. I was looking down at your desk. The only thing I see are wrappers down there. No, I don't mean the kind that, you know.
Yeah, Andy thought it was this kind of a wrapper. No, you should see Andy's desk today. It's surrounded with cupcakes and little hearts. There's one.
Yeah, see, you thought you were
Meredith Summers gave you that, didn't
she?
She
did.
God bless her.
Yeah, she did. She'll be up here a little later.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir.
There she goes, Jennifer Harper from Inside the Beltway here at the Washington Times. It's 3:44. Let's see, who's coming in next? Oh, Attorney General of Virginia, Ken Cuccinelli, will join me in just a couple of minutes. We'll talk about his campaign. We'll talk about what he's been doing at the job and a book that he has written. So stay right here. 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, Andy Parks live from the Washington Times.